Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 28th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up.
It is certainly asking that they prioritise certain areas that they've already committed to.
Marathon talks on HSE dispute end without agreement, and migrants more likely to be working than Irish-born people. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the HSE and healthcare workers unions will resume talks aimed at avoiding industrial action at the WRC tomorrow. It's after marathon negotiations up to the early hours of this morning ended without agreement. News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
These talks began at 10:30 yesterday morning, with unions emerging at around 10 minutes past 2 this morning. However, there was no agreement to suspend the planned work to rule, which is due to be observed by up to 80,000 healthcare workers from Monday in a row over staffing levels. The HSE is understood to have issued proposals which included union involvement and future recruitment before the unions issued counter-proposals. INMO General Secretary Phil Ní Hé wouldn't be drawn on the specifics.
They put processes around recruitment and retention that are necessary, and they don't increase, or they certainly don't interfere with the pay and numbers strategy.
The HSE said it would need time to consider the proposals, and the two sides will reconvene at the WRC on Saturday. Meanwhile, the industrial action is due to go ahead for now, and that includes a one-day stoppage at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda next Thursday.
Migrants are more likely to be working than Irish-born people. That's according to a new ESRI report, which says many migrants are going through poverty and are more likely to be hit by high housing costs. Foreign-born residents are also more likely to be well-educated compared to people born in Ireland. ESRI Senior Policy Officer Ciara Murphy says they spend a lot more on housing than Irish citizens.
When we look at housing affordability, which we define as basically spending more than 30% of your income on housing, 37% of people born outside of Ireland spend more than 30% of their income on housing, which compares with 9% for Irish people. So it's much, much lower for the Irish group. And when you look at the breakdown between groups, that goes up to 50% for people from outside the EU.
A man in his 60s has died in a two-car crash in Westmeath. He was driving one of the cars that collided on the N55 at the Pigeons at around 11 a.m. yesterday. His body has been brought to the mortuary at Tullamore Hospital for a post-mortem examination. The price of a second-hand home in Dublin increased by 1.9% in the first 3 months of the year. Figures from DNG found the annual rate of house price inflation in Dublin remained at 9.6%. Alan Cantwell has more.
These figures will come as cold comfort for first-time buyers, coming only days after a Daft.ie report found the number of second-hand homes for sale across the country has fallen below 10,000. The report pointed out that the number of second-hand homes available is little over a third of what's needed. The latest figures from DNG found the annual rate of price inflation recorded to the end of March now stands at 10.9% in South Dublin, 8.6% in North Dublin and 7.8% in West Dublin. The report outlines how first-time buyers continue to be very active in the second-hand market in the first quarter of the year. However, this is 5 percentage points lower than the same period last year, when first-time buyers bought 54% of resale properties.
The Irish Cancer Society's Daffodil Day gets underway today as the charity aims to raise €30 million. 44,000 people are diagnosed with cancer here every year. CEO of the society, Avril Power, is urging the public to go all in.
Demand for many of our key services has doubled in the last few years, but we only get 5% of our funding from the state. So without a record Daffodil Day this Friday, we simply won't be able to be there for everybody who needs our counselling, our transport, our night nursing and other vital services.
And in sport, in rugby, Ireland head coach Scott Beaman says a win over Italy this weekend will be a major sign of progress in their World Cup preparations. The women in green head to Parma on Sunday for their second game in this year's Six Nations. They haven't won on the road in the competition since 2021. Beaman believes the side can't afford to let their poor away form continue.
In a World Cup year, we've said it's really important that we've got to win, learn to win away from home. So playing group stages over in England next come the summer, this is going to be a really important part for us, being able to produce a performance away from Ireland. So great opportunity for us, and the squad have been competing hard to get that our best version out there.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.